together too. From Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo, it's a beautiful day for a home run. But even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Fastball, pop,
this is it. Right.
9 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition.
6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Growing a lemon tree. I'm gonna burn it down and grow me something better. Yeah,
kicking the ribs in trouble now. Came from the dirt, back in the ground when I die. But I'ma survive, I got my ways. Oh, could you be a little less sour? Rotten by the hour, and my heart's rotten too.
5 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. We'll be right back. 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing. All but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove. That does it. I give them all my money. Ain't nobody selling nothing. You prove something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball. Minute till Rough Riders Baseball. Seconds till Rough Riders Baseball.
It's dance time in Texas and we're striking up the band. Let's go honky talking, honey, take my hand. It's dance time in Texas where the wine and music flow. We'll do that Texas two-step and that old cotton eye joe.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Radio Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Chris Jarrett.
Thursday night action just in front of us as the Corpus Christi Hooks and Frisco Rough Riders continue their six-game series tonight from Whataburger Field. Hi, folks, and welcome to Corpus Christi, Texas. I'm Chris Jarrett bringing you pregame coverage. We've got our 6:35 first pitch coming up right around the corner as this series is all knotted up at one game apiece. Zach Bigley to my right will be with you all ball game long, bringing you the action in this third game where last night Frisco fell in another tight one, another one-run loss for Frisco. Four of their last six losses coming in the last 2 weeks' time have been by one run. So they've been finding themselves in a lot of close ball games. and unfortunately last night was another of them. The Rough Riders had a 4-0 lead, but it was 5 in the bottom of the fifth inning, and then just no offense from that point on. And this is a ball field as we welcome in Zach Bigley. Zach, 2 home runs last night for Frisco. Felt pretty good, but just couldn't tie together a consistent attack in 9 innings, and you can credit that to a lot of things with Corpus Christi. I mean, they had some sharp arms on the mound as Rupenthal and Kahn combined for 4 strikeouts. They give up 3 hits, but again, it just wasn't in the equation last night. Sometimes it happens.
Yeah, it certainly does. If you look at the 4-run lead that they had early on, you feel pretty good with that lead, but that's the biggest deficit that an opponent has come back and won a game against the Rough Riders this year. So the largest blown lead for Frisco this season, and, well, that happens sometimes. But you mentioned all the close games the Rough Riders have been playing. They've been winning big, and they've been losing very close, and that's a good recipe, but unfortunately, you can't be doing that for much longer down the end of the season here. The bullpen is going to be extremely important, and you and I have talked about that ad nauseum, it feels like, here on the broadcast, and how important the bullpen is going to be down the stretch. We saw it again last night, and you got some good stuff out of the back end with Kevin Gowdy, Justin Slayton, and Grant Wolfram, but ultimately you're going to need some really strong performances, and really excited to see Cody Bradford in his start today. So often this season for Bradford, it's been a good start and then a poor start, a good start and a poor start. Well, he poured in one of the best starts not only of his season but all season long by any Rough Riders pitcher. His last time out last week was 7 shutout innings, allowing just 3 base runners on 3 hits, 9 strikeouts, no walks. Didn't get much better than that this season, and we're really hoping to see another good Cody Bradford outing, because when he's good, he's one of the best pitchers on this team.
Frisco 0-1 in your time here in Corpus. What, are we speaking to that or addressing that?
We'll see a larger sample size, then
okay.
We'll go forward.
All right, we were talking about Cody Bradford before tonight and just kind of the type of impact that he made when he stepped onto the scene from his promotion from Hickory up to the Texas League and the success he was having to Hickory. He carried it with him to Frisco. And you mentioned just the start of the year was a little bit up and down for him. You'd see really good potential, and then he would kind of get matched and get knocked around a little bit. But I think now, turning into the month of August, we're starting to see what we saw last year, what you saw last year in your time with Frisco.
Yeah, last 5 games, a 3.80 ERA for Cody Bradford. And you feel like that is more the Cody Bradford that we're going to be seeing going forward. And really, it all comes down to his command for him. When he's catching the corners and getting the calls on the outside edges, that's where he wants to live. And he wants to elevate the fastball to pick up all the strikeouts. And remember, this is a guy who led the entire Texas Rangers organization in strikeouts last year with 128. And he hasn't been a big strikeout pitcher at all this year. So once he gets back to that form and starts getting the swing and miss more on the high fastball, that's when we're going to start to see the Cody Bradford really turn into that guy who was a top 30 prospect at the beginning of the year, and a guy who was even projected by some to be a first-round pick before the thoracic outlet syndrome during his time at Baylor. So really exciting stuff for Cody Bradford recently, and exciting stuff at a big time for the Rough Riders in this playoff hunt, only 2 games back of the Rockhounds now.
Yeah, and a Midland loss last night. Unfortunately, Frisco couldn't tie together a win, but we said it last night, the Rough Riders not losing any ground, so ultimately not a loss, not a win, but you stay 2 games out of the Rockhounds for first place. August 18th, and the Hooks up the third baseline, stretching and tossing. Frisco in the Reds up the first baseline, and our starters out and getting loose. One of the new faces in town, it's Trevor Hauver that, Zach, you had a chance to sit down with and interview, and it seems like there's been a lot of new faces joining Frisco in the last month or so, and Hauver, one of the good ones, as you had a chance to chat with him yesterday.
Yeah, really good guy to talk to, great interview, and not surprising coming from Arizona State, a team where they were absolutely loaded. I mean, they had Hunter Bishop, who was a first-rounder. They had Spencer Torkelson, who went 1-1 to the Tigers. And then Trevor Hauver, who was a third-rounder of the Yankees. And this is a team that they were top 3 in the nation in 2020. There was so much excitement surrounding them. And, of course, the pandemic shortened the season. But still, it was really exciting for him to be a part of that. And then also in addition to that, this is another guy in the Yankees trade that we saw with the Joey Gallo deal. Ezekiel Duran, Josh Smith, and now Trevor Hauver have come through the Rough Riders. And so that's 3/4 of the trade right there. And really fun to talk to him about that trade and kind of how that affected him emotionally. Really good, good chat with Hauver yesterday.
All right, we're excited for it. We'll step aside for the first time tonight on the Riders Baseball Network. Come back with us and hear Zach's chat with Trevor Hauver in our second segment. Yesterday's chat before the pregame show, as they were able to catch up and hear from one of the newcomers in Frisco. 6:35 start time between the Hooks and the Riders on the Riders Baseball Network. Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Welcome back to Corpus Christi. We're pregame before the second game of this six-game series, and the newest Rough Rider, Trevor Hovard, joins us, an outfielder. Now, that's something that's been a little bit different for you. You played some second base, played some infield, but now in the outfield role here in the Rangers system. What's that been like to you in that transition?
It's been great, man. When I came to spring training, I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know if I was going to play infield or outfield, because when I was with the Yankees before I got traded, I played every game at second base. And then when I got traded here, sent to Hickory, I played half and half. So whenever I got to spring training, I got some clarity in what I was going to be doing, and it was fully outfield. And so I was able to really work on my craft and just really focus on doing that. And I've been grinding at it, and it's been really good so far.
Just got here to Frisco. What's the excitement level for you being at the AA level for the first time?
Oh, it's awesome, man. I'm going to miss my guys down in Hickory, but I love being with this group. This is a great group and a lot of talent. And just being able to start my AA career here so far, is it's been great. And just being around with the coaches, I've been with them. I was with some of them last year, and it's exciting to be here.
Were you told in any fun way that you were being promoted?
It was funny. It was actually Monday night, because we're off on Mondays. It was late Monday night, and I got a call from my coach, Carlos, and he was like, "I know it's probably weird I'm calling you this late, but you're headed to Frisco. Congratulations and stuff." And I was like, "Oh my gosh!" I was like, "That's awesome." So it was a long night having to pack up and all that stuff, but I was it was worth it. It was really fun.
Who was your first call that you got promoted?
I called my fiance and let her know, and she was super happy. And then I called my dad and just called the fam after that, and they were really excited, super happy for me.
Trevor Hovard, our guest. Now, the trade, obviously, last year garnered a lot of attention with a lot of guys coming over from the Yankee system, and you're our third infielder, or I guess infielder, outfielder, now that we've seen with Josh Smith and Ezekiel Duran coming before you. What was that whole process like getting traded over here, and how did you deal with that emotionally?
It was a lot. It was crazy. I remember when I first found out through Twitter. That's how I found out. I got a DM on Twitter that was like, "Good luck in Texas." And I was kind of like in shock. And I remember calling my agent and I was like, "Did I just get traded?" And he's like, "What?" And so he looked on, he's like, "I'll call you back in like 5 minutes." And looked and he's like, "Yeah, I think you got traded." And I was at like 6:30, and I didn't get a call till like later saying that I had gotten officially traded. But it was all just like, I remember when I first found out, I was like kind of shaking, because I was just like, it's like, wait, what? I was only with these guys for like half a season and I'm already gone. But it's been great. This organization has been amazing, and I can't complain about it.
What's it like walking into a clubhouse for a different organization for the first time, walking into Hickory's clubhouse?
It was definitely nerve-wracking. I was definitely nervous just because I didn't know like the type of reaction I was gonna get from guys. Like, I didn't know if people were gonna be kind of like, "Oh, like, what's he doing here?" Or like, you know what I'm saying? But they were all like, they welcomed me with open arms, and just I fit right in right away, and it's been great ever since.
Arizona State, you played for a very talented team there. What was that like, knowing that you guys were one of the best teams, most talented teams every single day, especially playing in a really good Pac-12?
It was really fun. I mean, we had a stacked team, like you said, and it sucked that 2020 season got cut short, because I felt like we were going to go all the way that year. I felt like we had, I mean, topped a lineup to the bottom. I mean, I felt like we were really stacked and we had really good pitching, and I think we were like 17-2 when the season ended, like ranked like number 3 in the country, and I just felt like that was going to be our year. So it was really fun. Definitely sucked having that season cut short, like I said, but I missed all the guys and stuff, but it's fun seeing where they're at now and how their careers are going now.
Do you have a favorite Spencer Torkelson story?
Spencer Torkelson story? Oh, man, I don't know, man. He that kid just can, like, there were so many times where that kid would show up to practice, wouldn't take like any warm-up swings, and then just go straight into the game. Just first pitch he sees, just home run. I'm like, that kid is a special talent, and he's gonna be a really good big leaguer for a long time.
What was draft day like for you?
It was nerve-wracking as well, because I remember it was the 2020 draft, and it was only the 5 rounds, and so I didn't know what to expect. Like, I was hoping to go, and I knew I had a good chance, but still, like, it felt like it was only, I got drafted in the 3rd round, 99th pick, and it felt like the longest picks before, like, I was sitting there forever, and I was like, oh my gosh, and every time someone was picked before me, I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is crazy. But when I got picked, it was super fun, and my whole family was there, so it was worth it. It was worth the wait.
All right, he's Trevor Hover, the newest Frisco Rough Rider. Happy to have you here in Frisco, and good luck tonight, your debut.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out, Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with the curveball.
Then head to ridersbaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watley with the tag. They got him.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores.
2-1. High fly ball out into right field. Incoming Lazy River.
He offers in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Got him at 98 for the backwards K.
Deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
The temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
At the wall. Makes the catch.
Way out of here and gone.
He went around. Strike three and the Riders win.
And now let's head out to the ballpark for the call of tonight's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
We're ready to go here in Corpus Christi, Texas for Game 3 of the six-game series. Luis Angel Acuña in, and we are underway. It's two balls and no strikes on Luis Angel Acuña, leading things off for the Rough Riders for the first time this season. Tyler Brown on the hill out of Vanderbilt University, or the Corpus Christi Hooks. He deals in. That's high and inside, and it's three balls and no strikes in Acuña to start the ballgame. Rough Riders lineup, Luis Angel Acuña, Jax Biggers, Blaine Krim, middle third, Justin Foscue, Kellen Strom, and Trevor Hover. Here's the set by Brown in the pitch. Catches the outside corner for a called strike. It's 3-1. And the bottom third, it's David Garcia, Josh Stowers, and Jordan Procession. Luis Angel Acuña giving Jonathan Ornelas a day off at the top of the card. 3-1 pitch. Chopper, third base side. Will Wagner comes up, picks from third, slings it across the diamond, and he gets Acuña for the first down. One away, and here's Jax Biggers, Riders' second baseman. 3-for-5 day in the opener for Biggers, hitting .289 on the season. A homer and 23 runs batted in.
Second baseman, number 19, Jax Biggers.
Left-handed hitter. Brown working from the stretch with nobody aboard. And he offers in. Just high, and it's one ball and no strikes. It's been a very tumultuous season for Tyler Brown. 6'4", 242-pounder, 23 years old. The Ohio native from the stretch, the 1-0. Upper edge, outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. On the season here with Corpus Christi, he's making his 13th outing and his 9th start. 1-8, a 9.48 earned run average. He flicks home the 1-1. A bunt by Biggers, and he bunts through it. 1-2. Over 43 and two-thirds innings, 48 strikeouts to 23 walks. The big thing is all the hits he's allowed. Opponents are hitting .354 against the right-hander. A dominant reliever in college at Vanderbilt. In transition to the starter's role here in the pro level. 1-2. Low and away, he misses with a breaking ball, and it's two balls, two strikes. The right-hander was a third-round selection of the Astros in 2020. And going to work against the Rough Riders after each team has won a game in this series. The pitch. Biggers swings and fouls it back into the glove of C.J. Stubbs, the catcher. And that's strike three. Well, the first strikeout for Tyler Brown. Two away in the first. And Blaine Krim makes his way to the plate.
Zach, you mentioned just like a conversion from a back-end bullpen guy at Vanderbilt and then into a starting spot. And sometimes guys just struggle with that where they're asked different roles of them and you think, okay, I can do that. It's pitching. But, you know, it's different. You're facing guys to begin ball games, and the mindset can be completely different at times.
Here's the stretch and the pitch on the way to Krim. Swing and a miss, 0-1. Not only that, but the workload that your body takes. You're talking about an ability to just go out there and throw a dominant inning, maybe two, but having to work through the lineup multiple times from a mental side and throwing a lot of pitches. 0-1. High and inside, it's 1-1. And maybe able to get by that one time through the lineup with two pitches if they're both good. Well, on the starting side of things, you can't really do that. Two outs, no score, and base is clear. The pitch is high and inside. It's 2-1 on Krim, the first baseman. Not only was he a reliever, he was a darn good reliever. First team All-SEC in 2019. 2-1. Popped up, back behind home. That one's coming towards us.
Is it?
Just it shy of us. Oh, it bounced up and hit the press box window to our left. Two and two. That thing disappeared above us. A little bit scared for a second, but
should have brought the net on the road.
See, that's a net ball right there.
That's a net ball.
Two and two on Blaine Krim. Brown from the stretch. He kicks and delivers. Hard ground ball out to short. Edwin Diaz has it covered. He flings it across the diamond, and it's in time to get Krim for the final out of the first inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders nothing, and the Hooks come to the plate next against Cody Bradford on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Where's the love?
Cody Bradford takes the mound for the Rough Riders as we're ready to go in the bottom of the first inning. No score between the Rough Riders and the Hooks. First pitch on the way to Cesar Salazar is down the heart of the plate, and it's 0-1. Cesar Salazar, Joe Perez, and Quincy Hamilton in this first inning. Pitch in. Just off the outside corner and misses, and it's 1-1. So Rough Riders go down 1-2-3 in the top of the first inning, and now Cody Bradford heads to the hill, coming off his best start of the year. The pitch. Upper edge inside corner for a strike, 1-2. His last start against San Antonio, 7 shutout innings. He struck out 9, didn't walk a batter, and only allowed 3 base runners the entire game on 3 hits. Dominant stuff from Cody Bradford. Worked efficiently, 96 pitches through his seven innings. He winds and deals just off the outside corner. Didn't miss by much, and it's 2-2. A really impressive stuff from Bradford. He rocks back and delivers. Off the fist, a little floater to the left side and foul. Still 2 balls and 2 strikes. And for Bradford, as we mentioned in the pregame, the biggest key for him is building off that start. Something he has had a little trouble with this year. The 2-2. Misses high. And that should be only 3-2.
And that's what Bradford's thinking, too. That was ball three.
And Salazar headed down to first like it was ball four. And now Jared Gettert is coming out and chatting with Steven Rios, the home plate umpire, as he's going to ask the umpires to come together and chat about it.
Scoreboard had 3-2 as well on the pitch to the plate. And so, but I mean, you and I had the break even, and it looked like Bradford, not even questioning himself, just with three fingers up in the air and said that was ball three. And so that's what the umpires, Zach, are going to come away with, is they met and talked about it, and that's what Rios is telling Salazar.
And Jason Bell, the acting manager, is going to come out as well for Corpus Christi. Gregorio Petit, the normal manager, is on vacation, so the field coordinator, Jason Bell, is going to come out and chat.
Well, and he's his thumbs to the scoreboard saying this, that, you know.
That's not official by any means, though.
Of course not. You got to think, too, a conversation like this is, what did you convene and discuss? Because,
yeah,
it's, you know, it's, you have of course, Bradford, Procession, and Gettert that unanimously are saying that was ball three. And then they meet and go, okay, it was ball three. So if you are Bell, you know, a point could be like, do you guys know that? Did someone know that for sure? What did you guys come away with? So he just wants a discussion on that one.
And you can't blame him for that.
No, not at all.
So they got it right.
Yep.
3-2 on Salazar. Bradford back into his wine. He delivers. Popped up foul behind home, and it's still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Mistakes happen for everyone, I guess. Steven Rios Jr. is our home plate umpire. Mike Carroll down the right side, and Chris Presley Murphy, our third base umpire. Payoff pitch again. High fly ball to right field. Stowers back. He's under it, shy of the warning track. And makes the catch. So he ends up retiring Salazar, one away. And here's Joe Perez. 243 hitter, 3 homers, 17 runs batted in. 0-for-6 in the series with a couple free passes. No score, bottom of the first inning. Cody Bradford trying to build on that last start. He's back into his wine and he deals. One right down the heart of the plate for a strike. 0-1. Bradford overall in the season. He winds back here and deals in the 0-1. Off the end of the bat, a flare into shallow right field. Long run back for Biggers, the second baseman, and he makes the catch. Out into shallow right field. Biggers able to flag it down. 2 up, 2 down. And here's Quincy Hamilton. On the season, 8-6 with a 5.62 ERA, making his 22nd start of the year. That's tied for the most in the Texas League this year. 89 and two-thirds innings, 91 strikeouts to 28 walks. Those 28 walks are the big mystery this year. He looks in, back into his wine, and fires home. Flicked foul by Hamilton off the netting on the left side, and it's 0-1. While that may not seem like a lot, and it's certainly not, it's more than he had last year in fewer innings, or in more innings, I should say. The pitch in. The inside corner for a strike, 0-2. And fewer strikeouts as well. He's certainly coming into his own in his last few starts. His 2-out space is clear behind him, and the 0-2 pitch to Hamilton. Fouled away, left side. And it's still 0 balls, 2 strikes. Bradford over his last 5 starts, 2-0 with a 3.80 ERA. That includes that 7 shutout inning start last time out. 0-2 again. Grounder foul to the right side into the Riders' dugout this time, and it's still 0 balls, 2 strikes. Defense behind him looks like this today. Trevor Hauber in left, Kellen Strom in center, and Josh Stowers in right. Justin Foscue has third. Luis Angel Acuna is the shortstop. Jack Spiggers is at second, while Blaine Crim plays at first. And Jordan Procession does the catching for Bradford, who has his sign, winds back in the 0-2. Low and away in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. This will be the sixth pitch upcoming to Quincy Hamilton. He used eight pitches to Cesar Salazar. It's the only negative of getting him out to begin the ballgame. The 1-2 is cut on and missed for strike three. So Cody Bradford works a 1-2-3 first inning with a strikeout. And both teams go 1-2-3 in the first. We go to the top of the second inning from Corpus Christi, Texas. The Rough Riders and Hooks are scoreless on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hi, I'm Dennis Jenkins. Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, heating and air conditioning, handyman services, and pool services? ABC's been serving Texas for over 70 years. Find us on the web at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Justin Foscue starts it off for the Rough Riders in the second. We're scoreless between Frisco and Corpus Christi in the third game of the six-game set. Tyler Brown back on the hill. From the stretch, he fires in. Right to the top of the zone with a curveball, and it's 0-1. For Tyler Brown, this has been a very tough season for him. He's ready from the stretch. And he deals. Foscue lines it foul off the end of the bat into the Riders' dugout. And it's 0-2, sending everyone scrambling in there. Spent some time on the development list this season. Now midway through the year. And trying to come on back and work his way back in to a strong starting season. 0-2. Low off the outside corner. A couple SEC foes going at it. Foskey out of Mississippi State. Brown out of Vandy. And it's not been a good last couple starts for him, trying to work his way back in. The pitch home. Foskey fouls it back. And it's one ball and two strikes. His last time out against Wichita, six runs over 3 2/3 innings, all earned. Did have a decent start against Springfield, allowing a couple runs over five frames, but still lack of consistency for the right-hander. 1-2. This is high, and it's two balls and two strikes.
The last go that he had against Frisco, well, I guess easier to say, the last time that the Riders faced him was right before he kind of got shut down and sent to the Florida Complex League to try and figure that velo issue out.
2-2. Strike three called. Got him at the knees on the outside corner. Second strikeout for Tyler Brown. One away. Kellen Strom takes his turn now for the Rough Riders. No score here in the second.
And for the most part, it was really just development list, go and try and get things figured out. And the velocity from when he was in the bullpen did not look the same. And, you know, again, is it mental? Is it physical? What's going on?
First pitch to Strom. He slashes it foul right side, 0-1.
And so he's been limited in his production, where he was throwing five, six innings in the time before he bumped down to Florida and then when he's come back, if you look at his game logs, they've been 3 innings, 3 2-thirds, nothing what it used to be.
0-1 pitch. Off the outside corner. And the count now 1-1 to Strom. Still trying to find what he had in college at Vanderbilt. He's ready from the stretch. 1-1 toss. A line drive to left field, right at Ross Adolph in left, and he makes the catch chest high. Kellen Strom, the second out of the second inning as he just hit it too hard.
Probably the hardest hit ball we've seen tonight so far, and it was right at the left fielder, Ross Adolph. That's tough.
Trevor Hover takes his turn. Hover 1-for-4 in his AA debut last night. Former Arizona State Sun Devil was our pregame guest. He's an awesome guy to chat with. Here's the stretch, and Brown closed off, deals home. Outside corner, a strike, letter high. Hover coming over from the Yankees organization in the Joey Gallo deal last year. 0-1. Ground ball up the middle, hit well, and that one sneaks through into right center for a single. Well, Hover has his second hit in a Rough Riders uniform. It's a ground ball into right center field. They were shaded the left-handed batter to the pole side, and normally that would be an easy ground out to the second baseman, though Whitcomb was playing halfway in between first and second base. And so that ground ball up the middle was able to find Green. First hit on either side today. It comes with two outs in the second in a scoreless game. And here's David Garcia. First toss, misses down in the dirt, skips away from Stubbs back to the backstop. And Hover takes second. A 1-ball, no strikes on Garcia. The Rough Riders with a runner in scoring position. A good chance to strike here in the second inning.
And we've got C.J. Stubbs behind the dish. It's been Cesar Salazar the last two nights. He's at first tonight. And as soon as that ball skipped away from the catcher, Stubbs, Salazar, both hands on his knees, just keeled over and looked down to the ground. He was locked behind the plate in the first two, Zach.
The pitch in. Swing and a miss. Humped one in just under his hands, and it's 1-2. Yeah, he was really good last night especially, and C.J. Stubbs was out in left field yesterday. Now he's back behind the dish. Still trying to figure out exactly what to do with Stubbs. His bat hasn't quite come around yet either. The pitch is grounded foul off of Garcia's foot, kicks back to the mound. And it's 1-2. Garcia's just about as padded up as you can be outside of wearing a pillow strapped to his chest. He has a shin guard. He has an elbow guard. But it looked like that one got off the top of his foot. Really the only unprotected area down there. Well, he has his hands on his knees. Off to the right side of home plate is Jared Gettert. The Riders manager will come over and see if he's all right. Trying to take some time, make sure he's okay. He squats down, tries to stretch it out just a little bit.
I don't know. I mean, because he's... That ankle guard goes and extends and covers the top of his foot. I think a baseball, even with the extra protection off the top of your foot, is still going to leave it dent. But he's got that coverage. I wonder if it maybe just missed it and hit it in a weak spot.
Definitely could have.
Yeah.
So he's back in there from the left side. 1-2 count to him. Hover takes his lead from second. The 1-2. Swing and a miss got him. Change up low and away, and Garcia strikes out. Side comes to a close in the second inning. 3 strikeouts now for Tyler Brown. The Rough Riders get their first hit, but strand Hover at second, and we go to the bottom of the second inning. Scoreless from Corpus Christi, Texas at Whataburger Field on Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home and he scores! Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford issues into Will Wagner, and it's high and inside. He backed him off the plate. One ball and no strikes. That's how we get things underway in the bottom of the second inning in a scoreless game between the Rough Riders and the Hooks. Bradford a 1-2-3 first inning with a strikeout. And the 1-0 pitch on the way. Check swing, called strike down the heart of the plate. And the count evens at one ball and one strike. The only bad thing about that first inning for Cody Bradford is he threw quite a few pitches, 15 of them, the 1-0. Popped foul back behind home, and the count goes to 1-2 now. 15 pitches, 11 for strikes. And he's facing a guy who's hitting pretty darn well so far this series. Wagner 4-for-8. He chokes up in the 1-2. Strike 3 called, got him with a heater on the outside corner. Second strikeout for Cody Bradford. They come consecutively. There's one away in the second. Shea Whitcomb makes his way to the plate. Talk about a guy who's hitting well recently. Whitcomb 2-for-8 in the series, but a monster series last week. Here's the stretch, or from the windup, I should say, in the first pitch. Curveball catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. In that last series at Wichita, a couple home runs for him. He went 9-for-20. Four extra base hits. The pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Scored 7 times, drove in 4, stole 3 bags as well. A really good series last week. 1-1. Bottom of the zone, right at the knees of the fastball, and it's 1-2. For Bradford, it's more of the same that we saw in that last start. That fastball command has been good. He rolls back into his wine in the 1-2. Down low in the dirt. Well, just as we say that, he spikes a fastball into the ground, and it's 2-2. One out, base is clear. Bradford out of Aledo, Texas. Not too far from Frisco, just south of the DFW area, southwest. 2-2 pitch. High fly ball hit deep to left field. Forget about it. That one is long gone. Wow, just shy of Corpus Christi Bay. Shea Whitcomb has his 14th home run of the year to put the Hooks out in front, 1-0 in the second. Whitcomb did not miss it. Greg Kessinger now. Another right-handed batter as Bradford winds back and deals. Slips inside. One ball, no strikes. The home run ball has plagued Bradford at times this year. That's his 16th allowed, and this is 22nd start. 1-0. This is high, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. That's the most for the Rough Riders on their staff this year. That was a no-doubter down the left field line. Bradford flutters the glove as he peels back in the 2-0. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, 2-1. In his start against Springfield 3 weeks ago, that hurt him as well. The 2-1 swing and a miss. Big rip from Kessinger, and it's 2-2. Give a 3-run home run to Malcolm Nunez, who was then traded to the Pirates the next week of the trade deadline. Nunez had 4 home runs in that series against the Rough Riders. He was a monster. 2-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs at the fastball. Cody Bradford has his 3rd strikeout. 2 outs in the second inning for C.J. Stubbs, 1-0 Corpus Christi.
After that solo home run, Zach, Bradford looked down at Procession and just kind of gave him a smirk, a shrug of the shoulders, and a nod of the head. Like, yeah, I'm good. And that's really the damage that you mentioned that it's been on Bradford. It's just one swing of the bat. Okay, there's the first hit allowed, the first run, but let's keep going.
First pitch to Stubbs. Just low and inside, 1-0, no strikes. And just to put a button on the last point, the big thing is it was a 3-run home run he allowed against Springfield. It's okay if you give up solo homers. That's what he did there. The 1-0. Top of the zone for a called strike, 1-1. And the way the Rough Riders have been scoring on the offensive side, you know that they're going to put up some runs, especially against Tyler Brown, who's really struggled this year. 1-1. High off the outside corner, and it's 2-1. And can't be expected to go out there and pitch a shutout every time either. 2 outs, bases clear. He has his sign from Procession, winds back at the 2-1. Fouled straight back, and the count goes to 2-2. So Rough Riders offense and has been putting up big run totals over the last few weeks. And as we highlighted in the pregame show, a lot of close losses that has led to this really tough stretch for the Rough Riders. 2-2. Just a hair inside, and it's 3-2. The Rough Riders, unfortunately, have lost 6 of their last 9, with those 6 losses coming by a combined 8 runs. Here's the wind back and the payoff pitch. High for 4. A 2-out walk to Stubbs, and here's Edwin Diaz. That's 2 2-run losses and 4 1-run losses during that stretch. Frisco actually has a positive run differential during their last 9 games, despite going 3-6. Because they've won big during that stretch. Edwin Diaz, 0-3 in this series. The walk. Runner takes off on the first pitch, swing and a miss, throw to second, not in time. A stolen base for C.J. Stubbs, his 4th in his many attempts this year. He went first movement on Bradford. And a stolen base puts a runner at 2nd, 0-1. Bradford's done a lot of things really well this year, but holding base runners, fortunately, has not been one of them. The 0-1. Fouled away, right side, and the count goes to 0-2. That high leg kick makes it pretty difficult, as that's the 8th stolen base he's allowed now in 12 outings. There are 12 chances against him. 0-2 on Diaz. The pitch. Fouled away, right side. It's still 2-2. They shade Diaz to pole on the infield and outfield. Sun casting shadows parallel to the first baseline here at Whataburger Field. 0-2. Fouled back on the slider. Elevated, and it's still 2-2. 1-0 Corpus Christi as we play in the bottom of the second inning with 2 outs. Diaz with the high navy socks. White uniform tops and bottoms for the Hooks today. Navy ball cap with a light blue brim. 0-2. High pop-up. Shallow right field. Bigger is going back from 2nd. And he's under it. Squeezes with 2 hands to retire the side in the second inning. Corpus Christi on the board first, though, with a solo home run from Shea Whitcomb. His 14th of the year, and it's 1-0 Hooks out in front. We go to the top of the 3rd, where Chris Jarrett takes over on the play-by-play when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back on a Thursday night from Corpus Christi, Texas. Chris Jared and Zach Bigley with you. And a solo shot in the bottom of the second. Our difference. Shea Whitcomb going deep. And it's 1-0 Hooks. Here's Josh Stower standing in. Tyler Brown back on the mound. The first pitch. Finds a zone, and it's a strike, 0-1. First go with 8-9-1 due up at the plate. As Brown back out for his third inning of work, the 0-1. High drive, foul, headed up the third baseline, and Stower's way out in front of that one. And it's 0-2. Stower's going deep earlier in this series. It was in last night's game, one of two Frisco shots between him and Blaine Krim. Brown from the belt, the 0-2 pitch. Off the plate. 1-2. Frisco with one hit. It came from Trevor Hauver back in the second inning, a two-out single on the ground. For the most part, for Brown, everything has been just that, on the ground. The 1-2. Off the plate again. Same pitch to Stowers, and he leaves it alone. Counts evened up, 2-2. Couple strikeouts for the right-hander Brown. He's got three. He picked up two of those in the last inning. 2-2 pitch. High drive out to left field. Adolph going back. Stopping in front of the track and now curling hard to his left and makes a catch. A read that took him deep to left field and then at the last second adjusted towards the alley and hauled it in. Stower is a little 2-1 and there's one out in the top of the third.
It was an odd read by Adolph because he was going against the wind. You would think the wind would push it back towards his right, but he was moving to his left.
Little Bob Seger shout out.
Against the
wind. Nice. Jordan Procession the first time tonight coming to the plate. Brown comes home, and it's a swing and a miss. 0-1 to the catcher, Jordan Procession. His first time behind the plate. It's been David Garcia. It was Scott Capers for Jack Leiter last night. And now Procession catching Bradford, 0-1. Fastball that misses high, little outside. 1-1 to Procession. First time in the series that Frisco did not take the first lead or hop on the scoreboard first. 1-1. Breaking ball that drops into the zone. And a big floater. A curveball from Brown, and it's 1-2. 5 pitches to Stowers, already 3 to Procession and a 1-2 count. Righty-lefty, and he fires home. Breaking ball off the plate. 2-2 to Procession. That's hitting it at a 226 average this season. He's got 4 home runs. 2 of them came in Tulsa. 2-2 pitch off the plate. 3-2, and there'd be no better way to turn the lineup back to the top than with a 1-out walk. Procession a chance to do that with a full count and 1 gone in the top of the third. Hooks in front, 1-0. Brown's payoff pitch. Low for 4. Procession able to work out of what was a 1-2 count. 3 consecutive misses. And there's the first walk allowed by Brown tonight. Luis Angel Acuna coming to the plate, his second at bat. And a chance to get the Riders in business at the plate. Grounded out back in the first inning. Righty-righty matchup, the pitch home. Hard chopper to short. Diaz bobbled it, still flips to second for 1, and no relay to first. would have been hard-pressed to turn two on that, as it was hard off the bat of Acuna to Diaz. But he's able to fry Procession at second. Acuna at first on the fielder's choice. Two gone for Jack Spiggers.
Second baseman number 19, Jack Spiggers.
Hopped on the first pitch from Brown. Righty-lefty matchup to the second baseman, Biggers, who was a strikeout victim in the first. Pitch home. Runner goes. It misses for a ball. Throw down. Swipe just missed the batting helmet of Acuna. As he was sliding in, it looked like he was ducking his head at the same time as Diaz came across. And the shortstop cut off the throw from Stubbs and swiped behind him. Wow. And Acuna ducking the slide, he just missed him.
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Me neither. That was huge presence of mind. The 1-0. Inside on Biggers, 2-0.
I mean, I don't know how he saw that.
I think he sees Diaz running towards him and going to glove it, and so he thinks that if there's going to be any way he gets nabbed, it's going to be a glove kind of coming from behind him.
It was folded in half.
Yeah, that was something to see. Brown checking Acuna, the 2-0. Ooh, catches the strike zone, and it's now 2-1. Two outs in the top of the third. And Frisco with their first RBI chance tonight with Acuna at second. Two balls and a strike. Breaking ball that drops into the zone. And now it's 2-2. Tyler Brown only giving up a hit. It was the two-out single from Hover, but three strikeouts entering this third inning. This is the first sign of trouble we've seen from him. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch home. Hard ground ball to second. Whitcomb with it, settles and throws to first, and that'll do it. First walk allowed by Brown tonight, and Acuna swipes a bag. That's how the Rough Riders highlight the top of the third inning, but nothing to write home about. And still scoreless tonight. 1-0 hooks out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheese Burger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheese Burger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford, 40 pitches gone through two innings of work. He's back out for the third, and the first pitch, a flare shot to left field. It falls for a base hit. Nine hitting Ross Adolph, picking up a hit on his first at bat. He had an RBI single last night and a base hit in Tuesday night's debut, so keeps it moving with his third hit of the series. Top of the order, due up, the first baseman Cesar Salazar reporting to the plate. And Bradford looking for a cleaner third inning, Zach, in the second. 25 pitches, 16 strikes, and long at bats. He did give up the first run on one swing, but the walk could have led to more. Lefty-lefty to Salazar, the pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's deflected between the legs of Procession on a ball that did sneak through the five-hole. Adolph saw it and was starting for second, but then the play called dead.
And I think that's what you want to see from Bradford here in this start, is more efficiency within his at-bats. That's what he did really well in his last start when he went seven. is a lot of pitching to contact in short at-bats.
Checks Adolph at first in the 0-1. High pop-up, leaking out to center field. Strom started back, now running in, but it's Acuna called off by the left fielder, Hover. And the out finally secured. There's one out after the base hit. Salazar flying out to left field. I think we're seeing more wind in this series than we've seen in a long time.
I think you have to go back to April and May at Riders Field. Last time we've seen this much wind.
For the most part, it's been heat that we've dealt with. If anything, maybe mugginess in the recent series, but in terms of wind, it's not been much. Here's Joe Perez, the first pitch, slap back to the screen, and it's 0-1.
Doesn't get more muggy than here, though. 87 with a feels like of 100. Humidity at 75%. 15-mile-an-hour winds blowing from right to left.
I feel like it's been that. I feel like it's hung at that 70-75 marker since we've arrived. Perez from the right side, 0-1, as Bradford checks first, and now kicks and throws. Right down Main Street, and it finds the zone. Now 0-2.
And for those who have been in the humidity, they know what it's like, but you literally walk outside, and it just sticks to you.
Yeah.
You can just feel it. It feels like you're swimming through the air as you're walking through.
Bradford, the left-hander, working on Perez. No balls, two strikes. The pitch. Runner goes back to the net. And Perez spoils a good jump from Adolph at first base. We'll do it over. No balls, two strikes with one out in the bottom of the third. Corpus Christi leading the hits department 2-1, and they're in front 1-0. Adolph, only four swipe bags this year with the hooks. This is his 34th game. He's been caught twice. The 0-2. Down and in. Now one ball and two strikes. C.J. Stubbs had a swiped bag back in the second inning. He had three stolen bases. He's never been caught. Tonight is game number 20, so they want to test procession behind the plate. See how he answers the call. Bradford a long look at first again, and he throws back to the bag. Adolph flops back on his belly to the bag. Blaine Grimm, no tag, just throws back to Bradford. In a good spot on Perez, 1-2 with one out.
Procession this year has caught 18% of the guys trying to steal against him, 5-for-28.
The 1-2, upstairs on the fastball. The count's evened up, 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Think of it as a batting average. You want to be in the 300 mark to be a good catcher behind the plate. Not all of that's on Procession, though. A lot of that's on the pitcher as well.
2-2 slap back to the net, and we'll do it over again. A lot of things you can control, a lot of things you can't. You got to think. A lot of times, guys at first base or at second base, they're trying to swipe third. They're guessing. If it's a fastball, you think that it's a good pitch to get it out of your hands quickly. If it's a breaking ball, you got to be really tight. No room for mistakes. Bradford checking first again. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch home. Runner goes. Slap back to the net. Adolph. Not as good of a jump as his first. But again, Perez slapping it back to the net. Pitch number 8 in the at-bat coming next.
You mentioned our 1-0 score here. It's also 1-0 in Midland right now, the game we're keeping an eye on. Midland leading 1-0 over Amarillo in the top of the second.
Ooh.
Double bad news.
Super bad news, Bears. 2-2 pitch. Called strike 3. Froze him with the heater inside, and Cody Bradford with his 4th punch out of the night. First backwards punch out for Bradford, and there's 2 gone in the 3rd inning. Was able to handle a base runner back in the 2nd as C.J. Stubbs with the stolen base. Zachy was in scoring position. Adolph at first base. 2 stolen base attempts, both spoiled on foul balls, and now it's the center fielder Quincy Hamilton standing in. Lefty-lefty. First pitch fouled over the net. Wow.
Wake you up a little bit?
Yep. No, the Dr. Pepper pregame did. No balls in a strike to Hamilton. Lefty-lefty matchup as Hamilton standing in and really crowding the front end of the box from the left side. 0-1. High and in, and Procession thought about a back pick. Keeps it in his hands, and it's 1-1. One Frisco trailing 1-0 as last night's 5-4 deficit. The first time they've trailed in the series, the 1-1. Swing and a miss from Hamilton. And now Bradford in front, 1-2. They had come from behind efforts against Amarillo. Tight ball games, they were able to prevail late, and it was the bullpen. Frisco's bullpen, they got a good showing last night, as we talked about it at the top of the broadcast, but didn't have the run support. 1-2. Hard hit ball out to left center field. Hover on the move. Glove up and makes a running catch. He meets Kellen Strom in the alley where both were closing in hard on a line shot the opposite way for Quincy Hamilton. And Trevor Hover runs it down. No runs on one hit, no errors, and Adolph left stranded at first base. And that lead staying the same for Corpus Christi. It's 1-0 Hooks. We start the fourth inning next.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
One to nothing, Corpus Christi out in front as we start the fourth inning from Whataburger Field on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett and Zach Bigley with you from way South Texas.
Way South Texas.
Way South. We're really down there. Here's Blaine Krim. Ready matchup to him. And Brown's first pitch. A fastball that misses off the plate. One ball, no strikes to the first baseman. That's 0 for 1 so far tonight. Krim with a ground out back in the first inning. Brown kicks and throws. 1-0 misses inside. And now Krim in front. Two balls, no strikes. Tyler Brown with no runs so far. On one hit allowed, he's walked a batter and enters with three strikeouts into the fourth inning. He's got Krim 2-0, though. The pitch home. Hard chopper foul, third base side. On a steady bouncer that missed the hooks dugout up the third base side. And the shortstop, Diaz, has to run over and range it down. 2-1 to Krim, the leadoff hitter in the fourth inning. Frisco, again, with just one hit tonight. The shortstop, Diaz, playing Krim way to pole. 2-1 pitch. That just misses low. Beneath the knees to Krim, and it's now 3-1. The left center field alley is really open for Krim. As Brown comes set, kicks the 3-1 pitch. Floater that Krim must have gone around on. And a pitch that might have found the zone nonetheless on the outer edge, and it's 3-2. Full count to Krim with Justin Foscue, the third baseman, on deck. Riders with 3-4-5 due up on Thursday night, closing in on 7:30. Payoff pitch, looped in the air, and playable up the first baseline. Salazar comes in, and he makes the catch. He stubs a long way coming from behind the plate. Salazar, the listed catcher, had to call him off. It's one gone. Blaine Krim 0 for 2 tonight. Here's Justin Foscue, the third baseman. Rough Riders have gotten three good innings out of Cody Bradford so far. But they'll be looking for more as they face Tyler Brown. It's been a different go since the Riders recently saw him back in late May. First pitch. Foskey watches one run low and outside to him 1-0. Came all the way back on May 21st, as Zach had touched on earlier. 4 runs, 5 hits, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. 1-0 toss. High fly ball up the shallow third base side over towards the seats. A long run for Wagner, and it's going to land about 2-3 rows deep over the netting. Wagner met Diaz and Adolph, the shortstop left fielder there, and all three had a look. It's 1-1.
My favorite on foul balls is when everyone within a 10-foot vicinity has their hands up.
And you never know what type of bounce you could get. These nettings at Whataburger Field, they start to lower. They kind of slant down from the end of the dugout to the end of the extension that kind of kicks out to the third and first base line. So there's a padded pole at the end of it, and that's where the nets run to. Count is 1-1. Browns break even off the plate. Now 2 balls and a strike to Foskey. Tyler Brown is a slow-it-down guy. He's been working and utilizing all of the pitch clock that he's got available. 2-1 toss. Foskey watches a breaking ball fall in, and it's now 2-2. A reliever, and I guess true to it in that sense, but it feels like a step off every time, a full reset for him. Not a fast worker. Feels like on the opposite end of things, Cody Bradford gets the ball from Procession we've seen tonight and for the season, and he's locked and looking in already. Quickly comes to a set, and he's coming home. Brown, the break-even pitch. Popped in the air behind home plate. That one will get over our heads, but we might hear it. Nope. Was that it? No, we've heard that all series long. And we're going to keep hearing it. 2 balls, 2 strikes on a ready-ready matchup from Brown, the hook starter, and Justin Foskey. The break even. High fly ball out to shallow left field. This one is going to be playable. Diaz, the shortstop, called off by Adolph, the left fielder, comes in and makes a catch. Foskey just missed one. A couple pop-ups for the Riders at the plate, and there's 2 gone. Each a 6-pitch at bat to Blaine Krim and Justin Foskey. This will be the 60th pitch of the night for Tyler Brown as he faces Kellen Strom. Most of the action on base has come from the bottom half of the order for Frisco. Righty-righty to Strom, the pitch. Upstairs on the fastball, 1-0. Luis Angel Acuna reached on the fielder's choice back in the third inning. Jordan Procession walked in his first at bat. That was with 1 out. The 1-0. A floater that misses high and in to Strom. Not a tough one to take. Breaking ball missed just next to the eyes of the center fielder. 2 balls, no strikes. Brown kicks and fires. Popped in the air behind the net, and it's 2-1. We'd love to give a chance to Trevor Hover in this at-bat and see if you can get Kellen Strom aboard. I feel like Hover has had solid contact, and he's looked comfortable in his at-bat since joining the Riders roster. First, the Brown 2-1. High pop-up right side with Salazar from first coming over. Ranges into foul ground and makes a catch. Rough Riders underneath. A couple of pop-ups in the top of the fourth inning and nothing doing as Krim, Foskey, and Strom sat down in order. Bottom of the fourth inning coming next, and Cody Bradford back out for his fourth frame of work on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark, and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back on the Riders Baseball Network for the bottom of the fourth. Cody Bradford already one pitch into his at-bat to Will Wagner. And it's 0-1. Lefty-lefty, the 0-1 pitch inside. And it's 1-1. 1-0 hooks out in front. And Bradford looking for his fourth frame tonight. He's got 3 and 4 strikeouts to go with it. 1 run allowed on 2 hits. The 1-1. Slapped the opposite way, but heading foul, and it's 1-2. Okay, Zach and I were talking about the song of the summer in between the breaks, about how there's normally a song of the summer, and it's actually a thing. If you Google it, you can find the song of the summer listed. And this is insider.com that's got the best summer songs ever. The 1-2 is looped lazily out to left field, and Trevor Hover's there. He makes a catch. There's one gone. Cody Bradford, 4 in a row retired.
Ever's a long time. How long does the list go back
75,
to?
Not forever, I guess I can say that. But it goes all the way back to 1975 when it was...
That's a long time.
Yeah, it was. This is going to be one of those nights by the Eagles.
Okay.
One of these nights by the Eagles.
Okay.
And that was June 10th, 1975. The year after was Don't Go Breaking My Heart. First pitch to Shea Whitcomb's fouled away, and it's 0-1.
It's the first time all year both you and I have sung on the broadcast.
On the broadcast,
it's not even
yeah.
the fourth inning.
It's going well.
Can you sing each song every year?
No.
Okay.
You might. The 0-1 to Whitcomb is as high, and it's 1-1. Jesse's Girl was 1981.
Okay.
Do you want that one?
Jesse's a friend.
Oh, okay. Yep. You went right.
I went for the beginning.
Okay. I went for the...
The chorus.
Yep, the... 1-1. Hard ground ball to Acuna at short. Makes a backhanded stab. Fires to first. He got him. Wow, Acuna from the grass in left field. Got to it, planted his feet. And a missile to Krim at first. There's two gone. That's big. That's just 3 pitches from Bradford. He's got 7 in the inning. And Gray Kessinger's next. Every Breath You Take was in 1983. And then the year after was When Doves Cry by Prince in 84.
Neither of those feel like summer songs to me.
Every Breath You Take is kind of, I mean, obviously somber. First pitch to Kessinger is a rip and a miss, 0-1.
And creepy.
Right, Every Breath You Take, yeah. When Doves Cry was May 16th, 1984.
Okay.
Looking at some more of these. Bradford's 0-1. Hard ground ball to Acuna. He can't get to this one. It skipped off the trim of the grass, and he was set up right in the middle, a little bit shaded to the right of the left side of the infield grass. And Kessinger with his first hit of the night. Third hit allowed by Bradford in a two-out single. Gives C.J. Stubbs a chance.
So the reason this conversation came up, we were trying to name the song of the summer this year and last year. You know, thinking about it, was it something Dua Lipa maybe? Like new rules?
Dua Lipa, you think for sure, what is Bradford throws the first. So I do have the answer for 2021,
okay.
And it was Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah. That has to be it.
Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty good.
I feel like last year was a lot of, like, a big year for pop songs.
Yeah.
Maybe the last 2 years, big years for pop songs. Bradford comes home to Stubbs, and it misses inside 1-0. Baby Got Back was 1992. that I feel like of the songs we've listed, that's the first, like, I could, you know, that's like a summer song.
That's a summer song, for sure.
Waterfalls was in 95.
That is not a summer song.
Not the song. Well, not the song of the summer. I guess. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. 1-0, runner goes, misses, Procession fires to second. Glove by Biggers, they got him! Kessinger fried at second base on a bouncing throw. Biggers with the tag, and that'll do it for the bottom of the fourth inning. Man, a quick and efficient frame for Cody Bradford. That'll help the pitch count, and we'll step aside. Fifth inning coming next. Corpus Christi still out in front, 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back to start out the fifth, and we'll keep talking about the songs of the summer with Mr. Zach Bigley.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Trevor Hover starts things off at the top of the fifth inning. Riders trailing 1-0 to Corpus Christi. It's Hover, Garcia, and Stowers. Back out against Tyler Brown, the starter for Corpus, who's thrown really well. Four shutout innings. He's only allowed one hit to this man, Hover. From the stretch, Brown fires home the first pitch. Down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. All right, so where were we?
We were picking up with Hot and Here. Hot and Her by Nelly.
Nelly, okay.
2.
0-1 pitch. High off the outside corner, 1-1. That's a summer song, for sure. I feel like the 2000s had some good ones.
It's a big summer song. Yeah, let's press on into the 2000s era.
Stretch from Brown, and the 1-1. High off the outside corner, 2-1.
So after 2002, you had Crazy in Love in 2003.
Oh, that's a banger.
Yeah. Confessions Part 2 was 2004.
Wow, a little Usher, huh?
We were in our feels.
Pitch is fouled away, left side. It's 2-2.
Year after that, We Belong Together, another In Our Feels song.
Okay.
Promiscuous Girl. That was 2006. And then Umbrella in 2007, man. Yeah, this was a time. This was a stretch.
2-2 pitch on the way to Hover. Flicked foul left side, still 2-2.
Can you...
Lady Gaga, I'm guessing, coming up next?
It was Katy Perry.
Okay.
And this was when she started to stretch away from the... Wasn't she Christian music to start?
Yeah, she was.
She got into the pop scene with this
Is
one.
Is this I Kissed a Girl?
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
That's a banger.
2008.
2-2. Misses high, 3-2.
And then I Got a Feeling was 2009.
Black Eyed Peas, okay.
California Girls by Katy Perry in 2010.
And still no Lady Gaga. Okay. I feel like this was her heyday. Bad Romance. 3-2. In the air out to deep left field. Hit well. Adolph back to the warning track. Looking up. It's gone. Trevor Hover with his first career double-A homer. He goes the opposite way in the fifth to tie the game at 1-1. Opposite field power with authority. And the Rough Riders and Hooks have a brand new game in the fifth inning.
Well, you're right, opposite way, just kind of gave it a nice shot, and we do have some wind, but that one cleared the berm, I believe, out in left field, so a good charge in one. And we've talked about how we think Hovers hit it well in his time with the Riders. And that time, he gets one out of here.
David Garcia now in the first pitch. Upper edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. Trevor Hover picking on the opposite way. Rough Riders with another home run here in this series. Their fourth, the pitch. Chopped on the ground right side, backhanded stop by Salazar, the first baseman. Underhand flip to Brown, covering from his pitcher's spot. And it's in time for the first out. One away for Josh Stowers now. Trevor Hover with his first home run here at the AA level after he hit 13 of them at the high A level with Hickory. Josh Stowers homered yesterday. Brown ready from the stretch, and he fires in. In the air out to shallow center field. Hamilton coming in into a slight jog. Puts it away, two outs. All right, do we want to keep going into the 2010s here?
We should, yeah. I don't think we can keep it hanging. You were right to go back on our initial point in between. For 2022, right now, it's basically between Lizzo and Harry Styles and everyone else.
Okay. Jordan Procession in from the left side. He drew a walk his first time up. 1-1 ball game here in the bottom, make it the top of the fifth. The pitch pops sky high in the infield. Third baseman Will Wagner comes in onto the grass. He makes the catch. All right, we'll continue this conversation, put a button on it in the bottom of the fifth. Tied at one on the Trevor Hover solo homer, his first here at the AA level. Brand new game. We'll come back for the bottom of the fifth from Corpus after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford back to the mound in the bottom of the fifth inning. Tied at one. A pair of solo homers. One from Shea Whitcomb for Corpus. One for Trevor Hubbard for the Rough Riders. In the bottom of the fifth, it's the bottom third of the order. CJ Stubbs, Edwin Diaz, Ross Adol. Stubbs walked back in the second. Only walk allowed by Bradford to go up against four strikeouts through four innings. Left-hander's first pitch. Hard ground ball foul, third baseline off the tarp. And it's 0-1. Now we continue our conversation, Chris, with the songs of the summer. We've gone all the way from 1975 and we're in the 2010s now.
We got pretty cool. We breezed pretty quickly through the, I feel like through the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, we had a nice little concert.
Yeah.
The pitch is low, and it's 1-1 from you.
So I've got bad news for you that your girl Lady Gaga does not make an appearance on
really?
This list. Yeah.
That's shocking. Bradford's 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good change away, and it's 1-2. Tied at 1, bottom 5.
2011, as we kind of start that, this decade of music was Party Rock Anthem.
Okay.
And then 2012 was Call Me Maybe. It's probably the cringiest song out of the list so far, at least.
Both of those were going through my house, though, during that time. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Fifth strikeout for Cody Bradford. On away in the fifth. Bradford blew a fastball by him. strikes out Stubbs, and here's Edwin Diaz.
It got cringier, though, with blurred lines.
Oh, yep, that's a no-go. That's a no-go.
I think when you heard it, you're like, wow, this is a catchy song.
Yep.
And that one got ran into the ground.
First pitch. Inside, one ball, no strikes. Yeah, that thing was all over the place.
That one got buried. Fancy with Iggy Azalea.
Okay. 1-0 pitch. Popped up right side. Blaine Krim, the first baseman. Called off by Jax Biggers, and he backpedals, makes the catch as he falls down. Wind got him a little bit. He's good. Two outs.
That's an infielder outfielder right there.
Yeah, it is. He made the play, though. That's all that matters. His folks are in town. Came up from Missouri City. I'm sure he'll hear about that after the game. Ross Adolph in. Two outs, 1-1 ball game here at the bottom of the fifth. Are we in 2014 now? Is that right?
This is 2015, and a lot of these songs had their runs with me. This next one did not.
First pitch catches the outside corner of strike, 0-1.
Cheerleader.
Yeah.
That one never really stuck with me.
It's a one-hit wonder. 0-1. Pop foul left side, and it's 0-2.
Well, like a lot of these songs of the summer, you know, a lot of these could be. One Dance in 2016 by Drake.
Drake, okay.
That was 2016. And then the one that no one remembers the lyrics to was in 2017.
0-2. Just high, 1-2.
Despacito. After you say the song title, no one knows what they're saying after that.
No. We're dumb Americans. 1-2. Fun off the fist and a line drive past Biggers into right center field. The second baseman trying to make a backhand stab, and it just got under his glove. Ross Adolph singles. Two out base runner for the top of the order, and Cesar Salazar tied at 1, bottom 5. You know, the song Despacito and then the remix with Justin Bieber are both on Spotify's top 20 songs of all time in terms of listens.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
Yeah. 2018 was In My Feelings with Drake, and then it was followed up. What kind of got the conversation started was Old Town Road in 2019.
That was all over the place. Yeah. We had two different guys with walk-up songs of that.
Yeah.
Stretch and the pitch on the way to Salazar. Fly ball to center field. Strom angling into left center. Now coming in, he's under it, and he puts it away. So a base runner, but nonetheless a pretty clean inning for Cody Bradford as he works through the fifth. Overall, just 11 pitches for him on the flyout to center to end it. And we go to the top of the sixth inning. Rough Riders, a 1-1 ball game against Corpus Christi. Top six next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the order for the Rough Riders in the top of the sixth inning. It's Luis Angel Acuna who will start things off against Tyler Brown. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. Brown ready from the stretch, and the first pitch on the way. High pop-up back behind home off to our left side. And it comes down into the seating bowl. 0-1. Acuna, Biggers, and Krim, top third of the Riders' order. Our two runs today combined have come on solo home runs, one from Shea Whitcomb for Corpus and Trevor Hover, tying the game in the fifth with a solo shot his first year at AA. 0-1. Swing and a miss, and a good pitch away. 0-2. Do you have a favorite song of the summer on that list?
Man, I don't know. See, I think, you know, like one that doesn't make it, but I always tie Bedrock in there.
0-2. High, and it's one ball, two strikes by Young Money.
Yeah, that was, I mean, that was like early, not early Lil Wayne, but that was like kind of prime Lil Wayne, early Drake, early Tyga, and that was like very early high school.
1-2. Check, swing, and a miss. Acuna goes around in a high fastball and strikes out. Not a lot of strikeouts from Tyler Brown today. That's just his fourth. And it's the first out of the sixth inning, and Jax Biggers climbs in a 1-1 game. Yeah, early Mac Miller would be on there for me in terms of summer songs.
Yeah.
Senior Skip Day.
The Spins.
The Spins.
Man, Mac.
Kool-Aid and frozen pizza.
Yeah.
First pitch to Biggers. Fouled away left side. 0-1.
Kids.
Yeah. That was a great era of Mac Miller. Biggers 0-2 today with a strikeout and a ground out. Riders just two hits today, both from Trevor Hover. Brown ready from the stretch, he delivers. Just high of the zone, it's one ball and one strike.
Do you want to bring this list to a close?
Yeah.
We were looking at Rockstar in 2020, which, like, I don't know. I certainly remember it, but I think TikTok had a lot to do with this.
Okay. 1-1. Bunted foul left side, and it's 1-2. I was trying to think of which Rockstar. I feel like there are 12 songs by the name of Rockstar.
Yeah, by DaBaby it was.
Okay, this
yeah.
is by DaBaby.
Yep.
But Nickelback Rockstar in 2020?
Yeah.
And then Post Malone, too?
That one was also recent.
Yeah. That had to be, what, 5 years ago, maybe? 1-2. Strike three called. Right down the heart of the plate. Back-to-back Ks for Tyler Brown. Two outs, and here's Blaine Krim. Thank You Next. That was a big summer song.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande.
Post Malone, Grapevine, Texas.
Grapevine, Texas.
I know a thing or two about Grapevine.
I've heard downtown Grapevine's the place to be.
Lit, yeah.
Blaine Krim in for the right side. 0-2 today. Brown deals. Down Broadway for a strike, 0-1.
But we'll see if we get another title contender, I guess, before the month of August. Would September count? I mean, it's really got a surge in September.
The pinch. Misses high. And it's one ball and one strike. It's got to be from somebody big. It's got to
be a
Harry
one.
Styles, who already dropped an album recently. Here's the stretch and the 1-1. Swing and a miss inside under his hands, and it's 1-2. Maybe it's a Lil Wayne song on the new album that drops, the new Carter.
Yeah, I think that one might be a while.
Okay.
We'll see, though. As It was what you were trying to think
yeah,
of.
Yeah, Harry Styles, yeah.
That's been an office staple here.
It's a big Kristen King, our director of marketing song. One, two. Low off the outside corner, 2-2. Stretch from the right-hander Brown with the bases clear. 2-2 pitch. Strike three call. My goodness. Tyler Brown strikes out the side here in the sixth. Another strikeout looking. Six Ks for him. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. This has to be one of the best starts of his season or even his career here at the minor league level. Six innings, just one run allowed. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Tied at one on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford's first pitch is fouled off by Joe Perez in its own one. Rough Riders and Hooks tied at one, home half of the sixth inning. Cody Bradford, five strikeouts through his five innings. Wind back by the left-hander in the 0-1. Swing and a miss upstairs, and it's 0-2. Only four hits allowed. Two of those coming, actually all four of them coming in the last four consecutive innings. One apiece. 0-2. Got him swinging upstairs with the heat. Strikeout number six for Cody Bradford, one away in the sixth. There's that elevated heater that he loves so much. It's worked tonight. Six strikeouts for him. Quincy Hamilton steps in. Now, Chris, we were talking so much about his last start, seven shutout innings, nine strikeouts. Could he repeat that performance? And it's fair to say he's done that tonight as he winds back and deals home to Hamilton. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball, no strikes.
I think the impressive thing is, as, and we've seen it in the recent goes, is as the start has wound on, his pitch count and innings has gotten slimmer and slimmer.
The 1-0. Drops a breaking ball in the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-1.
Like, you notice a lot more intent as, I mean, quickly on two pitches, he's 0-2 on Quincy Hamilton, and he got Perez on three pitches.
Rocks back here in the 1-1 toss. High fly ball deep down the right side, and this one towards the seats, a foul ball. 1-2. Hamilton 0-2 today. Mentioned very efficient, just 11 pitches in that fifth inning. Able to get through it pretty easily. And even before that, nine pitches in the fourth. He's back into his wind in the 1-2. High, and it's two balls and two strikes. If you look at the first two games of this series, the Rough Riders using five relievers in game one, four more relievers last night. So not a bad thing at all that Bradford's going deep in this ballgame. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs again. Another fastball from Cody Bradford. Seven strikeouts. And there are two outs.
Third baseman, Will Wagner.
Will Wagner steps in now. Bradford peers over the top of his glove, winds and deals home. Misses upstairs, and it's one ball and no strikes. Wagner, a strikeout and a flyout, is two trips. Second and fourth innings, respectively. Tied at one, bottom six. The 1-0. Breaking ball, outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. We continue to keep our eyes pasted in Midland where Amarillo has taken a 3-1 lead over the Midland Rockhounds.
All right, now.
The 1-1. Inside, it hit him. Fastball up and in, got Will Wagner in the small of the back. A hit by pitch, and here's Shea Whitcomb, and this is not the guy you want to see right now. 3-for-10 in this series, but he was 9-for-20 in this series against Wichita last week. And so Shea Whitcomb steps in with a runner on. And two outs in this bottom of the sixth inning. Procession goes out, and we'll have a quick chat with Bradford. And he's back behind home plate. Two very cerebral guys in Cody Bradford and Jordan Procession. Pro playing in his fourth season at the AA level. Cody, a very good student at Baylor and one of the smarter guys on the team. Time called, and here comes Jared Gettert out of the Rough Riders dugout. Jared usually comes out and will make the move. We'll see if he comes out and just wants to chat with Cody. There is a man loosening out in the Rough Riders bullpen. Oh, and he's going to take the ball from him. Man. Jared takes the ball from Cody Bradford. 88 pitches for him. Man, he pitched really well tonight. You would have loved to see him finish off the sixth inning. He just could not do it. 5 2/3 innings, and he exits with a runner on at first base. Joe Corbett out of the Rough Riders bullpen, and we'll tell you more about him when we come back. Tied at one, we enter a pitching change. And come back after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Joe Corbin out of the Rough Riders bullpen. He replaces Cody Bradford on the hill. A pitching change. Here in the sixth inning with two outs, tied at one, and here's Shea Whitcomb in from the right side. Corbett with a runner at first, Will Wagner, and he fires over at him. Whitcomb providing the only offense for Corpus Christi tonight with a solo home run. Right-hander looks in, ready for the first pitch. He deals, runner takes off, it's low, thrown out his second, not in time. Will Wagner with his fifth steal of the year. It's in six attempts. And it's one ball and no strikes on Whitcomb, and now the go-ahead run in scoring position. Whitcomb grounded out to short back in the fourth on a really nice play by Luis Angel Acuna to the backhand in the hole. 1-0 toss from Corbett. Low, and it gets away from Procession back behind home. That allows Wagner to move up to third. A wild pitch, and it's two balls, no strikes on Whitcomb, and now the go-ahead run just 90 feet away. Whitcomb in a hitter's count. Went 9 for 20 last week in the series at Wichita. 3 for 10 in this series of the homer. 2-0. Fouls it on the ground straight behind home. 2-1. Greg Kessinger on deck if we get that far. It is righty-righty. Joe Corbett, a 3.63 ERA with the Rough Riders this year. Here at the AA level. He sets in the 2-1 pitch. Pop foul right side, 2-2. Corbett out of West Texas A&M, a former 10th rounder by the Rangers in 2019. His season making his 17th outing with the Rough Riders, 2-1, a 3.63 ERA. 15 strikeouts over his 17 and a third innings to 10 walks. Opponents hitting 266 against him this year. Here's the stretch and the 2-2. Strike three called. He got him on the outside corner. Joe Corbett comes in and strikes out Shea Whitcomb. And he ends the night for Cody Bradford, in addition to keeping it a tie ball game at 1-1. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the top of the seventh inning, tied at 1. Chris Jarrett back on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back to start out the seventh from Frisco, Texas. And we've got, not from Frisco, Texas, we've got a new man on the mound as we're in Corpus Christi, Texas. That's way south Texas. It's Derek West, the big right-hander, facing Justin Foscue to get things going. 1-1 all tied up, and Joe Corbett out of the pen kept it that way with a strikeout. Righty-righty matchup to Foscue. And the first pitch home. Fastball that misses upstairs, 1-0. So the start comes to a close for Tyler Brown, and boy, what a start it was. Not numbers that the Astros system or the right-hander has seen. And a huge get back for a guy that really needed it. Brown, a third rounder in 2020, and had a difficult go. The catcher Stubbs goes out to the mound. He wants to talk with West. Now going back to the plate. In two goes, both starts for Brown in the month of August, an ERA of an 8.31. 8 earned runs and 8 and 2/3 on 16 hits. The 1-0. Slap back to the screen from Foscue, and it's 1-1. Leadoff batter for Frisco in the top of the seventh from Whataburger Field. 1-1, we're tied. And Brown tonight, able to go 6 innings. He struck out 6 batters, walked 1, and gave up 1 run on just 2 hits. Both of them belong to Trevor Hover. But what a start for Brown. 1-1 strike. Hard hit, line drive into right field, a single for Foscue. That's how the Riders get things going in the top of the seventh. Again, another tight ball game that the Rough Riders find themselves in. They fell by one last night, and Foscue singles for the first time tonight.
Chris, Tyler Brown, with that six-inning, one-run performance, that's just the second time he's done that in his career, and the first time since July 13th.
So they're certainly happy to see that. Gave them six strong innings tonight. Kellen Strom shows a bunt, but tried to pull it back. He was unable to do so. Counts now, no balls and a strike with Foscue at first base. Strom 0 for 2 as he's put everything in play tonight. The 0-1 pitch. This is, caught the zone. That's a tough take, and it's 0-2. Strom a line out, hard hit to left field back in the second. And then a pop out to end the fourth inning, top of the fourth inning. Time called at the plate as Strom will step out. Now straddling back in. Righty-righty matchup to Strom. Foscue at first, not a big lead, and the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. First strikeout for Derek West, new into the ballgame, and there's one gone in the top of the seventh. And the 2-for-2, Trevor Hover coming to the plate. He made his Double-A debut last night.
No sophomore slump for him either tonight.
No kidding.
Two hits, two of the three that the Rough Riders have, as you mentioned. Foscue leading this inning off with a single and providing the lone offense with a solo homer.
Love to see that. Righty lefty to Hover the pitch. It just nibbles the zone inside. 0-1. Hover establishes the box pretty tightly. He bats from the left side. He's got the Nike black and white cleats on. And the front of the left cleat on the corner of the box. The 0-1 kicks away and Foscue can jog to second. He takes a turn and gives it a look as Stubbs, the catcher, daring him. But Foscue staying there on a wild pitch. RBI chance now for Hover if he can find his third single of the night. If it's put in a good spot, it could score Foscue from second base. 1-1, locked up ball game. In a series that's big for Frisco. On the road against a team in the basement of the South. West stepping off on the right side. And one you feel like you've got to come away with on the winning side of things. West a long look in and now coming to a set. Checks Foscue at second base, who dances with the right-hander, the 1-1. Upstairs. Heater runs high, and it's 2-1.
It's been a Rough Riders team on the offensive side all season that's done a good job of walking and getting on base with consistency. How about just one walk combined over the last two games? Rough Riders want to be a little more patient.
2-1 is grounded to second. Whitcomb there. He throws to first for the second out. Foscue advances to third in the action, and there's two gone. Productive at-bat and another hard-hit ball, but Hoffer couldn't get it off the ground, and he rolls one over to the right side of the infield. RBI chance with two outs for David Garcia. Switch-hitting catcher coming to the plate now. An opportunity for the Riders to take a one-run lead or more. Garcia stands in, righty-lefty. First pitch. Fastball runs in there, taken for a strike. And it's 0-1. Garcia tonight a pair of at-bats. He went down on four pitches in the second inning with Hover at first base. And then a two-pitch ground-out victim back in the fifth. The 0-1 is slapped foul. And now it's 0-2. What escaped Frisco last night is coming up with late production. They scored four runs and led 4-0 after three innings. Corpus Christi responded with a loud five in the bottom of the fifth. Consecutive hits for the Hooks. Wagner, Whitcomb, Kessinger all singling in the 4-5-6 stretch of the order. The 0-2's tap foul at the plate. Still no balls, two strikes to Garcia with Foscue at third. West has to be careful here. He already bounced a pitch across the plate that allowed Foscue to advance from first to second. And if one gets away from him here, if it's wild enough, Foscue can come in to score. No balls, two strikes to Garcia. Pitch to him. Down and low, blocked by Stubbs on a pitch that was in the dirt. He had to bend over so a bouncing breaking ball could land right in his chest. It's now 1-2. West coming to a set, checks Foscue at third. And the 1-2, inside, it hit Garcia. A pitch that ran in, plunked off the right thigh of David Garcia, and he'll head to first. Josh Stowers with an at-bat with two on and two out in the top of the seventh inning and an opportunity to give the Riders the lead. You'll take him any way that you can find him, and unfortunately, that one found Garcia's right leg. The right-hander West laboring in his first inning of work. He steps off to wipe the sweat from his brow as he surveys Foscue at third and Garcia at first. Sandwiched in between those, a strikeout and a ground out, and there's two gone. Here's Josh Stowers. First pitch down and away, ball one. If Garcia had any type of speed, you could see the Riders maybe trying to roll the dice a little bit and force Stubbs to make a throw to second base. The 1-0 toss upstairs. Two balls, no strikes, and Stubbs will now jog out to the mound to have a word with West. We've seen Frisco get dicey out on the bases earlier in this series. Corpus Christi's tried to do the same. You think back on the Jack Leiter start when they had first and third, and a ground ball. Runner at third tried to come in to score, and Leiter threw to the plate. Foscue popping the helmet. These guys dealing with the humidity down in Corpus Christi. It is very muggy. The 2-0. That misses. Fastball off the plate and a tight miss. Three balls, no strikes. On a zone that's been pretty generous tonight. That one's a tight miss to make it three balls, no strikes to Stowers. West comes home. Inside, he lost him. Ball four. A four-pitch walk after David Garcia plunked by a pitch loads the bases. And there's two outs. It'll prompt a visit to the mound. And Thomas Whitsett wants to have a word with Derek West, who comes in. Now facing Jordan Procession with the bases loaded and two gone in the top of the seventh. It's a big chance for Frisco to try and make something of it.
It is, and last night it was the bullpen that was really good. Matt Rupenthal and Devin Kahn combined for four shutout innings last night. It hasn't been the case today as Derek West comes in and loads the bases with two outs. But I think ultimately this is probably one of the best chances you're looking at for the Rough Riders right now. Procession has swung the bat pretty well lately. It's not necessarily a guy who you think you'd turn to in this situation in the nine hole, but you got to like your chances here against a right-handed pitcher.
And so the trip to the mound is over. It is a righty-lefty matchup as Zach spells out. And the base is loaded. West, the first pitch. Procession showed bunt, pulled it back. And it's 1-0. Boy, not sure if Procession was just bluffing to try and buy a first pitch miss or if he meant it. 1-0. There's the strike zone. A streak of seven consecutive misses broken by West, and the count's 1-1.
Not necessarily known as a burner at the plate.
1-1. Slapped foul on the dirt. Goes the opposite way. And now it's one ball, two strikes. Long look in for West. He fires home. Back to the screen. Still 1-2 to the catcher Procession with the top of the order on deck. And Pro trying to battle with two outs. RBI opportunity for him. Procession's first ball game of the series. West motioning to the plate. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Bases left stranded for Frisco on the top of the seventh. And we go to the stretch. Still a 1-1 ball game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Joe Corbett back on the mound for Frisco after the stretch. And Derek West, the righty reliever for Corpus Christi, picking up two big strikeouts. It remains a 1-1 ball game. Randy righty to Greg Kessinger as Corbett set for his first toss, on its way. Fastball that misses inside, tight at the hands. And it's 1-0. Whitcomb stood at the plate as the final batter in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Corbett was able to stave him away. 1-0, runs down and low. Two balls, no strikes to Kessinger, his third at-bat tonight. The designated hitter with a base hit in the fourth with two outs, and he was fried at second by Procession. Caught stealing 2-4. Corbett's 2-0 pitch. Slap back to the screen. Late cut by Kessinger as Corbett went back to the fastball. It's 2-1. Joe Corbett, the native of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And when we spoke to him when he arrived in Frisco, most of these guys, sometimes their profile pages mention bigger cities because it's easier to list. 2-1. Ripped foul up the third base side. That one was golfed on a line. And the count's evened up, 2-2. And Joe said, nope, it was Oklahoma City. And growing up in Oklahoma City was pretty cool. Grew up a Rangers fan. Arlington wasn't that far away. West of Dallas a bit. Two balls, two strikes, a pitch home. Inside. Kessinger breezed away. He turned his left shoulder. Try and get out of the way of that one. Full count with nobody out in the bottom of the eighth inning. We're all knotted up, one run apiece in a low-scoring ball game. Corbett ready. The break-even pitch. Swing and a tap into the glove for Procession. He hangs on for strike three. Big punch out for Joe Corbett. One gone in the seventh. Might I add that Amarillo leads 4-1. Out hitting the Rockhounds 13-4. This might be a big series for Amarillo. They've started hot out of the gate and threatening the Rockhounds to take the first three. Another righty-righty for Corbett. Here's C.J. Stubbs. The first pitch, a swing and a miss. The Hooks catcher batting for the third time tonight. Starts it out 0-1. Joe Corbett stepping off of the mound. He's got two punch-outs tonight. He issued a wild pitch back in the bottom of the sixth inning. A pass ball, beg your pardon, by Jordan Procession. No balls in a strike as Corbett kicks and throws. Swing and a miss. And it's now 0-2. We mentioned how imperative it would be for Frisco to have their bullpen be present and have big outings. Corbett finding himself doing that in a low-scoring ball game. The 0-2. Called strike three. A backwards K by Corbett as he just caught the outside corner. A swinging strikeout and a looking strikeout. Joe Corbett with three Ks on his line tonight. Two gone in the seventh. Two up, two down for him, and here's the shortstop, Edwin Diaz. First pitch home. That gets low and by Procession. missed his mark on the first offer, and it's 1-0. Time called as Corbett resets. Dealing with no base runners in the bottom of the seventh inning and a 1-0 count. Corbett comes home. Hard hit ground ball to Acuna. Snags it on a hop. Throws to first. Gloved by Krim on a bounce for the final out. Boy, what a tester for the Rough Riders defense as Acuna deep in the hole fried that bouncing ball. Burned off the bat of Diaz, but he was up for it. Three up, three down for Corbett. That's a big bottom of the seventh inning. And we'll see what the Rough Riders can muster up when they send the top of the order to the plate for the eighth inning. That's next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
Hey, fans. Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders general manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Derek West to Luis Angel Acuna to get things going in the top of the eighth on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you from Whataburger Field. Spins and the 1-0. Acuna slaps it high in the air up the first baseline. Salazar is there for it, and he makes a catch. Acuna done. Just two pitches to him. And in the top of the order, he's 0 for 4 tonight. Second baseman Jax Biggers to the plate. It's been low scoring tonight. We've seen really sharp pitching. Derek West had the bases loaded in the top of the seventh. He wiggled out of it with a strikeout. First pitch to Biggers, slapped in the air, and it's headed foul. Left side of the seats, 0-1. And then for Frisco, it was Cody Bradford that got them there. Here we are in the eighth inning. Joe Corbett coming out in his first full frame, sat him down in order. No balls in a strike to Biggers. West comes home. He shows bunt, pulls it back, and it misses outside. One ball, one strike. Biggers with a pair of strikeouts tonight on his line. He grounded out in the third inning. West, the 1-1, shows bunt again, and this one had a lot of zip on it. Shoots it back to the net, and now Biggers having to work with a 1-2 count. Cody Bradford going 5 2/3 tonight, 7 Ks, and he gave up a solo homer. The 1-2, breaking ball that drops into the zone, a called strike three. Throws him with the curveball. And there's two gone. Derek West with his third strikeout of the night. And only six pitches used here in the top of the eighth inning. Here's Blaine Krim. First pitch. High chopper third base side right to Wagner. Gloves it. Throws to first. High. Tagged by Salazar. No, it got out of the glove. As Comer was electing for Krim to go. Credit C.J. Stubbs, the catcher, who backed it up on a long run to first base. A throw from Wagner that got away. I think Salazar had a chance to glove it and get the tag applied, but we'll see who they assess the error to. Grimm hops on the first pitch and is safe at first base. Justin Foskey will have an at-bat in the top of the eighth inning. Go-ahead run aboard for Frisco. What can they make of it? Long pause out on the field as the error is assessed, and it's tagged on the third baseman, Wagner. Just a wild throw that pulled Salazar off the bag at first base. Righty-righty matchup to Foskey. And the first pitch. Driven high in the air to straightaway center. Hamilton going back. Ranging in left center. Stops and makes a catch. Boy, a deep fly ball that even with the wind on a muggy night, that one goes nowhere. And that'll do it. Frisco hopping on West quickly with early swings, but nothing to show for it. An error by Corpus Christi in the top of the eighth and a runner left aboard, but that's it. 1-1. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
This week!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Good outing for Joe Corbett comes to a close. The Riders calling on fellow right-hander Mark Church out to the hill for the bottom of the eighth in a 1-1 tie on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you. And it's certainly been fun to watch Church making his Double-A debut in this latter half of the Rough Riders 2022 year. He's out on the mound now. First pitch slapped over the net, foul, 0-1. Corpus Christi with 9-1-2 due up to the plate in the bottom of the eighth. Adolph is 2-for-2 tonight. He's got a pair of singles. Church, the 0-1 in the air, third base side. And quickly, no balls, two strikes. Righty-lefty matchup on the nine-hitting Adolph, who's been at the top of the order earlier this series. Church winds and the 0-2 outside. A little upstairs. One ball, two strikes on his first batter face this evening. Church entering with a 5.73 earned run average. Out of the gate, a flame-throwing right-hander for Frisco out of the bullpen. 1-2 pitch. Chopper weakly hit and foul up the first base side. Still 1-2. For Church, this is his 11th game with the Riders. 11 innings for him. 14 strikeouts, 4 walks, but he's been existing in the strike zone a little bit too much. Righty-lefty matchup to Adolph. And Church kicks the 1-2. Did he go? Adolph threw the hands but was able to hold up. That's a really good pitch. And it's 2 balls, 2 strikes.
And on the latest edition of the MLB.com Top 30, Mark Church is number 30 in the Rangers organization.
Love that.
So congratulations to Mark.
2-2 is lifted in the air, left field line. Long run for Hover. Does he have room? Deep along the line, and it lands foul. That's a blind spot for us. So maybe didn't have room. Hopefully he didn't miss a catch.
Looked like he ran under it, and then it was behind him a little bit, so underrunning. It's tough with a wall right there, though. No harm, no foul.
Just a long foul ball.
So, yes, foul.
Six pitches already into the at-bat for Church. It's a long walk back to the batter's box for Adolph. Two balls, two strikes, and a 1-1 ball game in the bottom of the eighth. All right, some headlines around the Texas League. The one that we're watching closely is Midland hosting Amarillo. Righty-lefty from Church to Adolph. The 2-2. Tap foul. Really hiking up the pitch count for Mark Church in his first batter face. He wants to get to work on Ross Adolph, who keeps and continuously fighting balls out of the strike zone to stay alive. Church with the bright white cleats comes home. The 2-2 pitch. Tight miss again. He's had competitive misses of the zone. They have not missed by a lot, but the count's full. Three balls, two strikes. Pitch home. Tap foul. Golly. Pitch number 10 to the at-bat to begin the outing for Church coming to Adolph. Three balls, two strikes. Bottom of the eighth inning. And this is a big fight. Of course, you don't want to walk your first batter face, but in this spot, a leadoff walk would be really tough. The right-hander Church kicks the 3-2. Called strike three. Froze him with the breaking ball as it slid back door. Frisco pitching with six strikeouts since the sixth inning. And Mark Church sitting down his first batter face via the K ball. One gone, top of the order. First baseman Cesar Salazar's next. This is not a guy you can fool around with in the strike zone. Church has got to be careful where he attacks him.
He's been really good all season.
Righty lefty to Salazar, the pitch. Wears a first pitch fastball into the zone. And it's 0-1.
12 homers on the year.
The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Got him with a good breaking ball. Down and inside diving. And it's 0-2. Salazar waking up from the left side. And saw a really good pitch. The 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Church got him on three pitches, two strikeouts for the right-hander in the eighth inning.
Really good slider down low and inside. That's a nasty pitch. We've seen that slider up to 91 miles an hour this year for Church, and that one was nasty. It's exactly what he wanted to do. Three pitches after that long at-bat to start things here in the eighth.
And now it's a righty-righty matchup to Joe Perez, the pitch home. And that misses. One ball, no strikes to the right fielder, Perez, who's gone down three times tonight. Twice on strikes. Church the 1-0. Hard grounder to Acuna at short. Back on it, gloves it, fires to first. It's low, and Krim can't pick it out. Perez rounding first, heading for second on a ball that bounces out of play. And there's the Riders' first, and hopefully not costly mistake of the night. Routine ground ball left side of the infield, and that's for the first time a time that we've seen Acuna unable to execute a moment. He was back in the zone but took an extra second to set and load, and it cost him. Almost wish he would have just fired off the back heel because he's been really good on the move throwing to first.
It's the first Rough Riders error since Saturday.
Ouch.
And that one comes in a big spot. Yeah, you mentioned it looked like he took a little extra time. We've seen shortstops with really strong throwing arms kind of sit back and then rely on that strong throwing arm across the diamond. And he took an extra couple scissor steps and unleashed the low throw onto first. He had time, too.
That's a tough matchup for Church now facing Quincy Hamilton with a runner in scoring position and two out in the eighth. The first pitch back over the net. And it's 0-1. Top of the order has really struggled tonight for Corpus Christi. 1-3. They're a combined 0-11. Five strikeouts mixed in there. Church 0-1 on Hamilton steps off the mound. And wants a reset. needs a new ball. The ball's in a strike with two outs to Hamilton, the center fielder. Sitting in the three spot of the order, but he's been trying to be competitive tonight and struggled against Frisco pitchers. The strikeout in the first, and then striking out in the sixth inning. Church staring at second, now down the chute in the 0-1. Inside on Hamilton. Counts evened up, 1-1. Mark Church, working with two outs in the eighth. Sorry, Zach.
Sorry, Chris. We've seen Church go to that towel a lot behind home. The humidity is really ramped up as the sun has gone down, and sometimes it can be hard to get a grip on the baseball.
1-1, a chopper first base side, and it works foul. One strike away from wiggling out of the eighth inning. Church on Hamilton, 1-2 with a runner at second and two gone.
And this is a dangerous guy in Hamilton. He's playing in his 10th game here at AA, but 14 home runs on the year. And a .297 hitter on the season between low A, high A, and here in AA.
Church goes for the rosin bag. Quick wipe of the towel as well. Long look in with Hamilton fighting from the left side. And the count's 1-2. Church kicks, comes home. Slapped in the air out to left field. Hard hit. Hauber going back, turning his shoulder to the track. It's gone.
Well, his first career AA home run was a grand slam. And that's a big two-run homer here in the eighth, his 15th of the year, to make it 3-1.
It's the error, Zach.
Yep, it is. Two-out error. Now, Luis Angel Acuña, the shortstop. And it gives an extra out as Church tries to get four outs.
Here's Will Wagner, first pitch. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. No foghorn there. We're not complaining. Thought we'd get two on a two-run homer. It's 3-1 hooks. Church 0-1 to Wagner, the pitch upstairs. One ball, one strike.
It was a fastball elevated off the outside corner. And he just went with it, driving it the opposite way.
Pitch home, a swing and a miss. Now 1-2. This is where he had Hamilton. Trying to breeze a fastball by him. Unfortunately, couldn't find a good spot to miss. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, got him. So Mark Church able to pick up a strikeout and actually K's the side in the eighth inning, but giving up a two-run homer to Quincy Hamilton. Riders now quickly down to their final three outs. We'll go to the ninth. Zach Bigley with you next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We We go to the top of the ninth inning from Corpus Christi, Texas, here in the third game of this six-game series, and the Rough Riders find themselves down 3-1 after a two-run go-ahead homer by Quincy Hamilton in the bottom of the eighth inning. So instead of finding themselves in a tie game, they are down as they face Fraylene Garcia taking over in the ninth inning. The Rough Riders will send Kellen Strom, Trevor Haver, and David Garcia, 5-6-7 in the order to the plate. Against Garcia, the 24-year-old, 6'3", 170-pounder. He's making his 29th outing overall this year. 3-1, a 5.91 earned run average. Kellen Strom in from the right side, and here's the right-hander's first pitch. Down the middle for a strike, 0-1. Garcia takes over for Derek West on the mound in his two innings of relief. Scoreless baseball, allowing just one hit. 0-1 toss. Flashed foul right side, and it's 0-2. Garcia stands 6'3", 170 pounds. Dominican Republic native. And a Puerto Plata. 0-2. Breaking ball, line foul right side. Still 0-2. This season here at AA Corpus Christi, making his 11th appearance, 0-1, a 7.20 earned run average. 15 innings, 22 strikeouts, but he's walked 10. Kicks in the 0-2. Low and away, misses with a slider. And the count goes to 1-2. 19 hits allowed in his 15 innings. Opponents are hitting .311 against him. And he's allowed 4 runs over his last 2 outings, spanning 3 innings. 1-2. Chopper up the middle. Shortstop Diaz to his left. Picks behind the second base bag. Throws low onto first, but Salazar able to keep his foot on the bag for the first down. One away here in the ninth inning. Riders trailing 3-1. Trevor Haver making his way to the plate. He's 2-for-3 with a home run. Single came back in the second inning. 3-1, Hooks lead. It's been the home run ball providing all the offense today for both teams. 3 combined homers, 2 solo shots, and a 2-run bomb by Hamilton in the eighth. First pitch. Catches the outside corner, a called strike, 0-1. 3 runs, 5 hits, and an error for Corpus Christi. The Rough Riders, 1 run on 3 hits and 1 error. Haver, the left-handed batter. Garcia from the stretch, the 0-1. Line in the air out to left. Softly hit. Adolph coming in. He puts it away chest high. 2 outs. David Garcia, the final hope for the Rough Riders. A ball game that has been really well played on both sides. The Rough Riders' first error of the ball game just came in an unfortunate time in the eighth. First pitch to Garcia, the switch hitter. He swings, pops it up. Shallow left field. Will Wagner called off by the shortstop Diaz. He makes the catch, and the ball game is over. Well, the Rough Riders fall 3-1 in the third game of the series, and they have a 2-1 deficit in the set. The error costly in the eighth inning from Luis Angel Acuna, giving one final time for Quincy Hamilton to come to the plate. He launches a 2-run homer, and the Riders fall 3-1 in the third game of the set. We'll be back with you at 7:05 tomorrow, but stick with us for postgame coverage. Chris Jarrett will bring it to you right after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
community.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
It's a 3-1 final. The Rough Riders dropping another tough one as they fall on a two-run shot in the bottom of the eighth inning. That stands to be the difference. Chris Jarrett back with you on the post-game show on the Riders Baseball Network. You try and take away the positives in tonight's ball game. You saw a really good start for Cody Bradford tonight. Walked one batter, gave up an earned run on a solo homer. 7 strikeouts for Cody in 5 2/3. I think it's safe to look at Cody Bradford and how he's pitched lately and be really, really confident with what you're getting, especially with how at the beginning of the year he was giving up some big-time starts in terms of what offenses were doing to him. Now just 3 earned runs for Bradford in the month of August, with starts of 5 innings, 7 innings, and then 5 2/3. Really good stuff for Cody Bradford. Unfortunately, can't stand to get a win tonight as the loss goes to Mark Church. Joe Corbett with 3 strikeouts in an inning and a third. Church gave up the 2-run shot. You don't blame him at all. Really, it was unearned runs after a 2-out error got you there in the first place. What looked like the final out of the bottom of the eighth and sending a 1-1 game to the ninth. An error committed by the Riders infield, and unfortunately the next batter, Quincy Hamilton, slugging a 2-run shot. That was the ball game. Offensively for Frisco, led by Trevor Hover, the newcomer goes 2-for-4 as he picked up his first double-A homer. That tied the game and unfortunately stood as the only runs of the night for Frisco, held to 1 run, that solo homer, on 3 hits. The win goes to Derek West, now 4-1 after Tyler Brown spun a beauty. 6 strikeouts, 1 walk for him in 6 innings of work. West with 2 innings, he struck out 3, walked a hitter, one batter, gave up a hit and no runs. Frisco falling to Garcia, who picked up his first save since joining the Hooks. Tonight's game took a time of 2 hours and 15 minutes. It was a pitcher's duel on both ends, really, by all 3 pitchers we saw for each side, but unfortunately a 2-run shot in the bottom of the 8th. Stood to be the difference in tonight's game. We'll step aside and come back and take a look at tomorrow's starting pitching matchup and tie the bow as we look around the Texas League one final time. Riders fall in a tough one on Thursday night, 3-1 our final on the Riders Baseball Network.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark, and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco falling 3-1 as we're back on the Riders postgame show on the Riders Baseball Network. Closing down our broadcast just shy of 9 o'clock tonight. Let's take a look at the scores from around the Texas League as San Antonio in the top of the 6th and still going hot. They've scored 5 in the inning. They lead Northwest Arkansas 6-1. at Arvis Ballpark. Arkansas and Springfield are knotted in a good one, 2-2 at Hammonds Field. Arkansas, the only advantage they hold is leading the Cardinals 8-6 in the hits category, but that's about it. Tulsa giving up the no-hitter. They allowed a run in the bottom of the seventh inning. Not sure if that was on a solo home run, but one run on one hit for Wichita coming in the bottom of the seventh. As the Drillers were spinning a no-hitter, it's gone at Riverfront Stadium. Amarillo, a really good start to the series against Midland. They lead the Rockhounds tonight 6-1 in the top of the seventh inning. They're out-hitting Midland 16-6, and we're really seeing an offensive tilt for Amarillo. And let's look at the standings in the second half of the Texas League. After tonight's game, Midland at 25-17. The Rough Riders still two games out at 23-19. Amarillo with the win, it'll be their third consecutive win. San Antonio tonight, if they can keep that up, it'll be their fifth consecutive win, a streak that started back taking the last two from Frisco and now all three this week if they can get the win tonight. The bottom of the South starting to surge, and they're chipping away at the deficit from the top spot. For a while, it was Midland and Frisco, but now Amarillo with two consecutive wins working on number three tonight, and San Antonio a chance to win their fifth in a row tonight. Both of those teams would gain ground on Frisco and Midland, and so the Riders got to start winning some ball games here, especially these tight ones. These hurt the most. Our starting pitching matchup tomorrow night, Zach Kent at 1-3, 5.12 ERA. The right-hander matched up against fellow righty Misael Tamarez at 2-5, a 4.69 earned run average in tomorrow's game. 7.05 start time tomorrow night and on Saturday night. We'll close it down with a 5.05 start time before the off day on Monday. Frisco with Kent, Weems, and Kelly the rest of the way, and going to have to start to rattle off some wins. They'll need the offense to do it. Frisco held to just one run on a solo homer on three hits tonight. Riders fall 3-1, the final score, and we'll close the broadcast. For my broadcast partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jared. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to Rough Riders Baseball tonight, and we hope that we can have you back on the air again tomorrow night from Whataburger Field. Have a great rest of your Thursday night. We're getting closer to the weekend, and we'll see you there tomorrow night on the air right around the past of 6:30, around 6:35, with pregame coverage. First pitch at 7:05. Saying so long for now from Corpus Christi, Texas, and have a great rest of your Thursday night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.